Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I have a question for you guys.
Oh, snap.
I do.
What? Change of plan.
Do you think, or how about this? I know you think a girl can be too skinny. What would you consider being too skinny on a girl?
If you can see like bones,
mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Then it's just like when it looks unhealthy.
Yep.
So that's when it would look unhealthy, is if you can see.
Like if there's no skin.
Yeah.
It's like the skin's tighter on the bones. You can see it.
Yeah.
So what about Angelina Jolie? She's curvy. She's got breasts.
What is
naturally
going on?
Most women do.
Yeah.
Well, hers are naturally big though. I think they're natural.
Well, yeah.
But she looks very, very thin. Like, her collarbones stick out. What do you
I wouldn't
think
be attracted
that?
To Angelina Jolie just based on the fact that she makes out with her brothers at award shows.
That was weird.
That
people
was
forget.
Weird. Yep.
And likes to suck the blood of Billy Bob Thornton.
True.
Hey, who doesn't?
That's true. Some weird stuff. If I had the opportunity presented itself, then sure.
Mm-hmm.
Which Billy Bob Thornton's coming to Joe's Live in a couple of weeks with his band.
I know. I saw that. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Are they a cover band or they produce real music?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Billy Bob does love his covers, though. He wears like a do-rag underneath his cowboy hat all the time. It's weird. He's like a modern... He's if Jack Sparrow turned country.
Yeah, he is, isn't he?
Like the way he just dresses in everyday life.
Don't some people, I mean, not country artists, don't some of the guys that wear those, if they sweat, then they'll wear those underneath the
I guess
the
he's
sweat.
Doing it for fashion though.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, because he'll do it. He'll wear it during like the press that he did for Landman, that show he's got on, I think Paramount maybe. He's like, he's dressed like that. And you're like, could you not just like pick one? Like, could you, you had to wear both? He's got like it's like a do-rag like bandana underneath. Like his wide brim hat.
I've seen it before. Not a lot, but I've seen that look before.
It's a unique look, I would say. Especially for someone who's got to be in his 60s, right?
Mm. Oh, he doesn't care. He's so eclectic.
Yeah.
He's
age is nothing but a number for him.
And I believe that when it comes in. I don't think he gives a crap about anything. Do you ever think that something wild will come back into style or something new will come into style that people will actually wear? Like, say, you know, country's big right now.
Yeah.
And so you see a lot of boots now, mm-hmm. a lot of country skirts.
A lot of denim.
A lot of denim. What about if, like, you know, overalls? You'll see those a little bit pop in and out.
Yeah.
I wonder if guys would start wearing those.
I love a good pair of overalls. I haven't had them for years.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah. They're so
I haven't
comfy.
Had a pair since elementary school.
I could never see you guys in overalls.
I wore them to barn dances at the University of Illinois.
Oh, see, well, that makes sense.
This is the thing. I feel like people don't give themselves enough credit as to how, like, you can be a trendsetter, you know? I worked in, like, sports talk radio for the longest time. And it's like, we always, like, based off of, like, well, what are the TV ratings telling us based off of, like, what we should talk about?
Yeah.
And it's like, no, technically, like, you have the power of the microphone. You can talk about whatever you want to. And you could actually set a trend. You could drive interest into certain things
Absolutely.
In certain areas as opposed to waiting to see what other where people's interests are and then you talking about that.
Like, In fact, I don't like being a follower. I'd rather be the start of everything.
Like, set the tone for what you want to talk about. So if we just started wearing overalls,
It might be a new
trend.
It
might catch on.
What?
I literally tried this in high school with two different things.
Oh, let me
I tried
hear
to
this.
Set, I did. I tried to set two new trends. This is such an Austin move.
What? I'm here for it.
This is
such
an Austin move. It is. I was in 11th grade, so I was a junior, and I wanted to bring back an old word that people would use about somebody who's attractive and see if it would catch on at school. So it was a word like from the 60s or something.
You're
like
a real dish.
No, I said, maybe it was the 70s. I started calling guys a fox.
Ooh, I like fox.
And I used to say that all the time. Yeah. I was a fox. And I thought, this is fun.
Like Jimi Hendrix.
Maybe this will, you know, people pick this up.
Yeah.
Didn't happen.
No.
Nobody was saying fox. Nobody.
And so, hang on.
I tried really hard. I did it for like 6 months.
How long into you starting to call guys? 6 months?
At least 6 months. Okay. Maybe almost a year.
That's funny. I could see you doing it for like 6 days and being like, nobody's saying it. I'm done.
I tried a little harder then. The other thing I tried to start wasn't a trend at all. I tried to start my own trend.
What?
So I took a pair of sweats and like cotton sweats and I cut them into shorts, but I didn't cut the straight across, you know, to make it look horizontal.
Uh-huh.
I cut it in a diagonal so that it got cut up the sides.
So like it was higher on the sides.
Higher on the sides, so you'd see higher.
They like
higher
now they like cut girls' shorts that way.
They do?
Oh yeah. You need to get new shorts.
I don't wear shorts.
We literally talked about this morning. We talked about this before we went on the air this morning about how Melissa never wears shorts.
So I started a trend back then and now it's just now catching on because I cut them up.
I mean, they've been cut that way for a while.
To show more leg.
Like when my sister was in middle school and high school, and she's older than me, they were cut that way then. So I think they've been cut that way for a while.
I'm going to draw a picture because I've never seen them. I think the way I was cutting them might be a little bit more dramatic than what they actually are.
Like it's lower in the crotchal region.
Correct.
And higher on the sides, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah, but they cut women's shorts that way now.
I'm sorry this isn't a visual.
I know, yeah.
This is a visual, I mean.
For those wondering, Melissa is now drawing, so I can only imagine how good this drawing is going to be.
It's not that good. Especially the waistline that I just made.
Oh, gosh. Can you draw yourself in the shorts? That would be funny.
This is a terrible drawing.
Can't see without your glasses.
I can't see without my glass.
Shout out my girl.
So they were cut. I had them cut into a point. They were cut into a point like that.
Yeah. Well, wait. Wait, what's the middle region? Hang on.
I'm grabbing this sheet from you. I'm examining this.
Oh, this is the W? Leg. Yeah, I cut them into like a W. But
so wait. Is there a piece of fabric in a triangle pointing down on the front of the thigh?
Pretty much kind of on the front, but it moved to the side.
Oh, okay. Okay. No, that's okay.
It was like in a triangle.
This looks like it's like, this looks like it's a royal, like what would they wear?
Like a jester, but they wore it around their neck.
A jester, you mean?
Jester or whatever. They wore that
a jester. Jester. It's like a royal jester.
A jester.
Not to be mistaken with like a very vulgar jester. So the best way I could describe this that Mel drew, it's like two points on each thigh pointing down in the front
like in
of the thigh.
Right, but it was cut up real high on the side.
So this is what, this is, I'm now going to draw the way shorts are designed now, okay?
The thing is yeah, you draw, but I find it funny that people do try to be trendsetters and like how sometimes it catches on and sometimes it doesn't. Don't you ever wonder who the first person was that was wearing bell bottoms? Like back in the 60s
I drew
or
the
70s?
Knees pointing inwards, but that's basically how the shorts are designed now. And for anyone wondering, I literally just drew how girls' shorts are designed now.
That's mine were like 10 times more dramatic than that.
Okay. Okay.
Mine were in literal long, long points.
But they do go up on the sides. Both shorts that you drew and the ones that the way they're designed, they go up on the sides.
I thought I was like looked cool and funky. Yeah. I always liked to think that I looked funky.
Did you guys have a dress code in high school? Like, whereas like shorts had to be past your fingertips or whatever?
No, nobody really like wore super short shorts at that time.
Really?
Mm-mm.
We
did, but nobody wore like butt hanging out. So
I just remember,
they didn't
like,
care.
And like teachers would like sometimes walk around with rulers and they would have to.
What?
Because sometimes there was either.
We didn't have that.
It was either like it had to be an inch past your fingertips, I think. Or I think originally it was an inch above your knees, but they realized everyone's legs are different lengths.
And they had to be long enough that they were an inch above their knees?
Yeah, I think originally. And then they changed it to an inch below your fingertips.
What kind of school did you go to?
So they would have the girls like stand to their fingertips to the side.
What?
And then they would measure an inch below that. And if the shorts were shorter.
Can I bring those people to Riverside Middle School? Because the butts are hanging out the back.
Can we talk about this? Because there are some middle school kids that walk around Elmhurst. And I'm like, there's no way you just got out of school.
Oh, they
But they did.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dress code's not a thing anymore.
I couldn't even wear hoodies.
Yeah, right. And we couldn't wear hoodies either.
Yeah. And they'll be, you know, in half crop tops.
Crop tops. And crop tops. I said something to Meredith about this. I was like, the girls wearing crop tops now. Like, what is this? Like that, what?
Yeah.
And she's like, that's the style. And I'm like, don't defend this. Because then I'm going to be fighting three women in my house in 15 years.
You will be too. And do you know what I found hysterical?
What?
Porter was complaining about the girls wearing those little tops and little shorts. He hates it.
Really?
I think he's going to be a prude like me. And so he thinks that it looks terrible and that they should cover up. A 14-year-old.
I was not thinking that at 14, that's for sure.
I don't know where that came from. He's like, it's awful.
Yeah. Wow.
Isn't that strange?
Does he talk to you about girls?
Not too much.
Yeah, I wouldn't either at that age. I wouldn't.
No. I know. I know.
I don't think I ever talked to my mom about girls, really. Why would I need to?
I would talk to my mom about girls, but I wouldn't.
Like if I was dating somebody, but yeah. Like, I'm dating so-and-so.
I think she would usually have to ask.
Yeah. And that's what I did. Somehow we got on the subject of clothes. And I was like, what do you think about that outfit? I asked him. And he's like, I don't like it. He's like, they're showing too much.
Wow. He's going to make a good dad one day.
I hope so.
You were talking earlier this week on the show about, your annoyance with like everything's always a fight. Everything's always a fight. Like with the junk food and all of that.
Oh, God. Everything. Yeah.
Every mom of a teenage boy has had that thought at least once, but usually throughout the teenage years.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Like, it is... I remember me and my mom, we butted heads. I love my mom to death, and she is everything to me. But my goodness, did we butt heads in middle school, high school. I think it got better in college, because I would come home and live in the summers.
It's also probably because you two are, like, identical
twins.
We
are identical.
You are.
We are identical.
Both in the way you look, the way you talk, the way you act, everything. You guys are like twins.
We love sharing this story. Is like we think alike too. And that's the weirdness is I remember one time, I think in high school, I was working in the yard, obviously. That's basically where I lived. And with my mom, and we got into a shouting match, yelling back and forth. Think about it. Two Italians just going at it. Okay. And we're just yelling and screaming. And then we got to the point where the yelling and screaming stopped. We just continued with our yard work. Then like maybe 3 minutes later, not even of silence. My mom went to ask me a question, and it was the exact question I was thinking in my head. And I had to stop, and I go, and immediately the fight was over because I was like, Mom, that is weird. I was just thinking that.
Do you remember what the question was?
No, I don't remember what it was, but I remember, but then we talked out our thought process that went through our brain. So we're yelling about A, and then it went to B in our brain. It went to B, went to C, went to D,
well,
and the question
ended
was
up
about
the same
D.
Place. Wow.
And we both like revealed that, and it was like, that's creepy. It was like Twilight Zone type stuff. Like
that is weird.
It was like our wavelengths were the exact same.
Right. And the process to get there exactly the same.
And we've had a few moments like that before. Not as like just as crazy as that, because that was the thought process that we went through was multiple things. It wasn't like, oh, we're arguing about, you know, peanut butter and then we asked a question about jelly. It was like we're arguing about peanut butter and then we asked a question about Dwight D. Eisenhower. Like like multiple steps to get to whatever it was.
That is weird.
It was wild. It was wild. It still kind of creeps me out a little bit.
Yeah. That's a good story, though.
Great story.
And a good memory.
Yeah, great memory. And that's why I love my mom so much. It's like, it's basically me just loving myself.
I'm glad you love yourself so much.
And that's why my dad, I think, me and my dad are so close, because I remind him of her.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's hysterical. You know, you never talk that much about your sister.
No, you don't.
Mm.
You're very protective of her.
Yeah, is that what it is?
I think so.
Well, then mainly because I've got to keep idiots like you at bay. You stay away from my sister, you jerk.
All right.
Why don't you talk about her?
I don't know.
Yeah. Why don't you?
She's great. She's literally the kindest human being I've ever met in my life. And that's not hyperbole. Meredith will say the same thing.
Yeah.
She's no joke, like the sweetest soul of anyone you'll ever meet.
That's nice. Yeah. Where'd she get that from?
Okay. If anyone could see the look that Mel gave me.
Got him.
Okay.
Got you.
I don't know. I don't know where she gets it from.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I guess my parents. Do you have to say your parents?
No, I don't know.
She is like, both my parents are very sweet and very good people. Very good people. But I feel like even Whitney is like, I think she's the best of all four of us.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So you didn't answer the question, why don't you talk about
it? Good question.
Well, I don't want her to get a big head and then ruin it. Oh. I have a big head and it ruined it for me.
I used
to be that good.
The only thing I know is that she was a cheerleader at Kentucky.
She was a cheerleader at Kentucky.
Yeah, and you used to have to go to all the meets.
Every single guy that she dated, including the man she's now married to and has been married to for a few years. In fact, their anniversary is coming up in 2 weeks. They were all the same type of person.
That she dated?
Yes. Like, it's weird. It's like
she
almost
had a
like,
type.
And very much a type to the interests and almost even like the way they looked. Very in shape guys, all played baseball, all into country music.
Really?
All drove, I think.
Pickups?
I think not pickup. Well, one drove a pickup. SUVs. But my brother-in-law just got a pickup truck for the first time since they've been married. So that's kind of funny. But yeah, it's weird. And so that was always interesting to me. And yeah, so she was voted best looking in her senior class. I think I said that because that led to a lot.
Yeah, that's the only other thing.
That led to a lot of bullying for me. It was just like, I'll never forget the day they announced it over the intercom. They're like, going over the superlatives. And I'm in a class full of, friends. And they're like,
what grade were you in?
I was a freshman.
Yep.
So new to like high school and everything. And they said, best looking, the class of 2002. And they say, Whitney Huff. And I was like, what? And literally the whole class, it was like, there wasn't even a jukebox in our classroom, but a record still scratched and everyone turned and looked at me. And it was just, are you kidding me?
That's so funny. We did the same thing at our school where,
superlatives?
Yeah.
Did you win any?
I don't think so.
Did you win any?
No, I didn't win any.
I didn't win any either.
Most school spirit over here.
Most, I believe that.
That doesn't surprise me a bit.
What's
the amount that you bring up the Larkin Royals?
First of all, LARKIN, thank you for bringing it up. Mr. LHS over here.
Mel and I were bringing this up the other day because you brought something up. We told you that a caller called in and their kid went to Larkin. And you go, LARKIN.
Yeah. Lark. Yeah.
Melissa and I then posed the question in here.
LARKIN.
Does Kyle
Lark,
only go to schools where they spell the name of the school?
LARKIN. Larkin's going to win again.
Well, you went to Illinois, ILL.
INI.
Yeah.
Like, is that a thing? That
we just like to spell.
What about the community college you went to?
I think all schools
spell. Yeah, you do M I Z Z O U.
Yeah, Mizzou does it too. But my high school didn't do it. Ole Miss doesn't do it. Oh. Georgia doesn't do it. They
Did
probably
the cheerleaders
should.
Do
Some
it
of those schools
cheer?
Do it with their grades.
Yeah. Did the cheerleaders do it in a cheer, though? Because with Portage, it would be like P-O-R-T-A-G-E. They'd rhyme something with it or, you know.
I don't think they ever did for Brentwood. That's where I went.
That's a long one.
B-R-E-N-T-W-O-O-D. Yeah. B-R-E-N-T-W-O-O-D.
Wait, what were the other cheers? I'm trying to think. I think there was another. I think there was like one that was like L-A-R-K-I-N-R-O-Y-A-L-S. Oh, yes. Yes, we are the best.
That's a lot of spelling.
I know.
That's like got to go.
Growing up, I was like, what are they spelling? And people are like, it was like when I was a kid and my brothers were going to high school, they're like, Larkin Royals. Because I hear the L-A-R. And then,
yeah,
like,
right.
Then everything kind of blends it. In. And you're like,
that's too much
man, look at that. Look at this catchy tune we're coming up with here.
There was a one that they did at Mizzou when I was there where the band would play a song and they in it, everyone would spell out Missouri.
Oh, oh geez.
Like, M-I-S-S-O-U-R-I.
Minnesota does that too. Minnesota spells out, the University of Minnesota spells out theirs.
M-I-N-N-E-S-O-T-A. Oh, that's a lot
more. That's a long one.
It's ridiculous.
I'm all for spelling. Don't get me wrong. But
did you have Powder Puff in your school? Powder Puff football?
They did when I was... I think like a freshman, but I think they did away with it because I don't remember it my senior year.
So they did it like every class, so freshman, sophomore, junior, seniors, all the girls could play.
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't until you were a senior where the guys could be the cheerleaders, and then you would like the cheerleaders would teach
you.
Yeah,
that's cool.
I remember sophomore year, I was the assistant coach, even though it was only faculty members, but I kept being like, I'm going to be the assistant coach, so they just let me.
That's funny.
We lost. team wasn't stacked that year. I'm just gonna say it. Might have been my junior year, actually. Yeah, we lost in the championship that year. Still think about it.
Yeah.
But no, my senior year we were cheerleaders, and you know they teach you all the regular cheers, so like spelling out Lark and stuff like that. And there was one cheer where only the guys knew. The girls didn't know we were gonna do it because one of the guys was like, "We're just gonna surprise them with it." So we did, and. It was all of us. We turned around, and I just remember turning around, and all the cheerleaders were like, we didn't tell them to do anything. And the cheer was, Tybo, let your nipple show.
What?
Yes. And the girls were like, stop. And we did it a couple times. Did not go over great.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Well, we're just asking. There was guys in the stands. Yeah, that's what we're asking for. Look, you're a fan.
It was a cheer towards Billy Blanks.
I can't believe you didn't get in trouble.
No.
That.
Well, then that came, too, because... Whoever the faculty member that was the coach was, I guess there was like always like something where maybe one of the cheerleaders would get on the field and like it was flag football. So
right.
They told my buddy like, hey, just you're going to be the running back on this play. And he goes, okay. And Brian Fahey, you're arch nemesis.
Yeah, he hates me.
Yeah, he does. Because me and Austin,
we have good chemistry on the air.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
And me and Brian Fahey used to have a podcast together. So he's just jealous. But they handed the ball to Brian, and he ran it in for a touchdown. And by then, our team was already winning, so it didn't matter. But it was whatever. We're winning. We all celebrate. They threw a flag on the play.
What?
There's an actual ref on the play that threw a flag. They said, person's not supposed to be on the field. They took it back. We're like, really?
Yeah.
Now there are rules in powder puff football?
That's what they call the Fahey flag.
That's why they do call it that.
Guys, my 20-year...
I topped out in high school.
My 20-year high school reunion is coming up. And I
missed my 10 year.
I think I'm going.
Really? I went to my 20.
I feel like the 20 is like
I
the first one you should
I have to plan my 20.
Were you class president?
I was a class officer. Damn. I was the class secretary.
Well, if anybody's going to be good at planning that, it's going to be you. Yeah,
no, I'm terrible. I didn't plan our 10 year because our 10 year was when I was living in D.C. And it was funny. I don't know what the class president is up to now. We haven't heard about him in a while, but the other class officers were my friend Lindsay, who she now lives up in Michigan, my best friend Chase, who lives out in L.A., and me, who was living in D.C. We were like, we're not planning this.
Yeah, well, I feel
we
like
don't
10,
live in the area.
Nowadays, like with social media, I feel like you don't need the 10. I don't think you need 10, 15. I don't think you need any of those.
20 is a good
20,
one.
20, I think, is like where you should start.
I sneaky recommend a 5-year only because you're out of college and everybody's like can drink and just go to a bar.
Yeah, that's fun.
We did a 5, 10, a 15, and a 20.
Did you go to all of them?
No. I think I went to the 5 and the 10. I did not go to the 15. So okay. Then I went to 20.
Okay. And did you regret going?
I'll tell you something. You go back to your 20 year. Uh-huh. There's a lot of people you don't recognize. They change so much.
Well, I feel like social media now, it's like it's changed the game.
It is different. Yeah,
it's changed the game because I feel like now it's like most of the people I'll probably say, I probably have an idea of what they look like.
And kind of, you know what's going on in their lives.
For the most part,
yeah. It's almost not as interesting.
That's the thing too with like these class reunions. I am still very good friends with like the friends that I was good friends with in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So I see them all the time. And like, yeah, it'd be cool to see like a couple of people, but like for a majority, it's like, oh, do I want a high school reunion? I'll just go hang with my buddies like I do almost every weekend. Like,
yeah.
That's more fun than doing the, I do this. And and you guys probably get this. This is not very relatable to a lot of people, but you guys probably get this too. Like how kind of awkward it is. Like when you see somebody you haven't seen in years, but they listen to you on the radio.
Oh.
And so then they're like, oh, yeah, you do this. Like, they know things about me. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I did
that. That's weird.
That.
Yeah, see, I've never had to really deal with that because I've never, I mean, I worked in radio in the Nashville market for just like a brief amount of time.
But yeah, right.
Outside of that. That's got to be.
That's where it is, I guess, weirder for both of Kyle and I because we're from here.
Yeah, right.
So you'll never really quite experience that exactly.
I do. I will say this, though, and this is one of the reasons why I'm going. Is because I do feel like that human connection means more than seeing someone on screen. Like, it's like,
just
okay,
liking it.
I know how my buddy Chris, what he's up to and how many kids he has, all that. But it's like, and so like, I don't necessarily need an update on his life, but I think it's just going there and being in person and seeing the people.
I think so.
I don't know. I think
what it
is
it's interesting for everybody to see that. So,
yeah.
All right.
And I'm going to wear these sweatpants shorts that I cut myself.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Set of overalls, maybe?
Yeah. Oh, maybe. Ooh, you should get in on the overall game. Overalls? Some people are saying it's coming back.
Oh, my gosh. I bet my mom was thinking the same thing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.